99.5 RT, Matt Nathanson with Faster. A little later on, we're going to be giving away $250 of phone load if you have a Red Mobile SIM card, and you can be a contestant on our Dial-A-Drama, which is going to be happening later on. We've given away so much of phone load, and probably, you know, you could actually join and win and, you know, show off your acting skills and be part of this wonderful radio promo that we have, which is called Dial-A-Drama. We're coming right back. We're at the Disenchanted Kingdom with King DJ Logan, Lou Skywalker, Marf, and Anna Q5 is going to give us Live on the Drive in just a bit on 99.5 RT.
Volume up.
Drama down.
The Drive,
99.5 RT. Marami na ako napagdaanan. Dumaan na ako sa talampakan ni Kuya. Sa siko ni ate. Sa kilikili ni tatay. Sa singit-singit ng leeg ni Jujun. Next destination ko, mukha mo.
Don't let ordinary soap touch your face. Use Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash with salicylic acid that fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
Ayan na ako.
Pond's Clear Solutions Facial Wash fights pimples no ordinary soap can.
Join the Pond's Clear Solutions SIS code Soap Swap. Just swap your 20-gram bar toilet soap in participating SM or National Bookstore branches and get a Pond's facial wash worth 30 pesos free. Visit www.ponds.com.ph or like us on Facebook to learn more. Hurry! Promo runs from March 18 to May 16, 2011 only. For FDA permit number 0149, series of 2011.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
Catch the global phenomena from Ford. The all-new Ford Fiesta. Best-selling car in the UK. Plus, UK Auto Express Car of the Year. It's also the Scottish Car of the Year. And New Zealand's Car of the Year. The list goes on and on and on. 57 international awards globally, in fact. From as low as 99,000 pesos, all in low down payment. You can be a part of the global phenomena with over a million Fiesta owners worldwide. Promo runs until March 31, 2011. Per detail, NCR permit number 1013, series of 2011.
Do you want to be a star? Do you have what it takes, but not the face? Voice it out. Join Red Mobile's Dial-A-Drama. Dial-A-Drama. We'll give you a situation for you to act. Be angry.
How dare you?
Sad.
Why?
Shocked.
Oh,
and get a chance to win Red Mobile phone load. Call 633-0995 or 7060-940 between 7 to 10 a.m. or 6 to 9 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Don't let this pass. This can be your shining moment. Red Mobile's Dial-A-Drama. Dial-A-Drama. Bring a Red Mobile SIM to claim your prize.
The Drive 99.5 RT. We got some more music for you. This is a Disenchanted Kingdom. Selena Gomez with Who Says, and it's brought to you by San Mig Light, Mahabahabang Inuman, San Mig Light. The Drive, 99.5 RT, and the Disenchanted Kingdom. More of the program in a bit. That was Selena Gomez with The Scene with Who Says, and it was brought to you by San Miglite, Mahaba Haba Numan. San Miglite.
Si Sam. Lagi nasa isip si Sam Pinto.
Pag gusto nang magahan sa chan, si Sam.
Pag low calorie para sexy, si Sam.
Ay, isang bucket pa nga ng Sam. I mean, San Miglite.
Low calorie San Miglite. Magahan sa chan, kaya mahirap makalimutan. Parang si Sam.
Drink moderately, ha?
Wow, si Sam!
Sam Pinto here. Mag-low-calorie San Miglite, magaan sa chan para umabang inuman. Drink moderately.
Hey, Rian, do you like bananas?
Do I? I like watch Bananas with Pajamas every day. I also listen to the banana song and share pictures of banana boats with my friends. I even bought Banana Rana albums. I research about banana kicks, banana kicks.
Whatever you're into, nothing beats enjoying internet in your home. So get PLDT My DSL. Its ultra-fast connection lets you stream videos, download albums, and enjoy everything on the web.
Cool. I bet you also like banana hats, huh?
No. That's just weird. Enjoy PLDT MyDSL's awesome triple play service at home, starting at plan 990, with unlimited DSL, free watchpad, and its new channels. Subscribe now at myworldmydsl.com.
Anak, look, this is your picture during graduation. That dress is so nice, no? And this is you and me together. Oh, look at this. This is you, me, and Dad. This is you and your friends, with your teachers. This is my picture taking your picture. And this is Dad taking my picture, taking your picture. And this is a picture of the photographer taking pictures.
You can cut your printing costs by up to 50% versus other inkjets and get more original quality printouts so you can keep those pictures coming. It's the new HP Ink Advantage system. Changing the system changes everything. HP, hit print affordably. To find out more, visit www.hp.com/ph.
Get an original HP ink cartridge for only 390 pesos. Visit your nearest computer shop today.
It's 8:06 on the Disenchanted Kingdom. That time check was brought to you by the HP Ink Advantage systems. Cut your printing cost by up to 50% versus other inkjets.
Ito ang aking hiling. Sana sarili ay ayusin na. Para makatulong sa katulad ng PCSO.
Oh no! For mayorship na ako sa Foursquare. I need to go online now. 10 pesos na lang load ng phone ko.
Pwede pa yan.
Ha? What if 8 pesos na lang? Kaya pa mag-Facebook?
Pwede pa yan.
Eh kung 5 pesos, can I still tweet?
Pwede pa yan.
Need to be online pero not enough ang load? Mag-Smart Buddy Visa, sir. Ngayon, kahit 10 pesos below na lang ang load mo, pwede pa rin magpa-check-check ng internet straight from your cellphone for as low as piso per minute.
Eh, 3 pesos.
Pwede pa yan.
Smart Buddy Visa, sir. Check it out now.
Smart Buddy Visa!
Load balance should be from 3 pesos to 10 pesos only. For details, go to m.smart.com.ph/PisaServe. Promo till April 30, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 8259, series of 2011.
Manila, get ready for some hard-hitting MMA action as the URCC brings you the Colt 45 URCC 19 Collision. Happening on April 2, 2011, 8 p.m. at the World Trade Center, Pasay City. Headlined by the title defense of undefeated pinweight champion Roy Punisher Dokyogen of Team Lakay. Going up against challenger Alvin Sindicato Ramirez of Yaoyan Buhawi, also featuring Angelito Mangurai of Beefed Python's Pit, defending his lightweight title against Team Lakay's Honorio Banario, plus 8 other off-the-hook MMA bouts. Tickets at 1,000, 500, and 250 pesos. For tickets, call Ticket World at 891-9999. For more details, call 381-0940 or 0905-336-2411. The Colt 45 URCC 19 Collision is presented to you by Colt 45, the strong beer for real men, in cooperation with Tribal Gear. Also brought to you by PCSO, official media partners, Solar Sports, Cinermax, Rogue Magazine, and The Drive, 99.5 RT. Buck, buck,
Saturday nights turn retro with 24K in the mix.
I am ready.
Club DJ Nina Belza plus other featured guest DJs among Manila's finest. Mix down the tracks and synchronize the rhythm to make you dance. Move to the classics from the 70s, the 80s. the 90s. It's the Saturday Night Fever you'll look for every week. And 24K in the mix on the Rhythm of the City, 99.5 RT.
We got some more music for you here. This is Kylie Minogue with Get Out of My Way, and it's brought to you by New Ponds Beauty No Mess Sachets. Get pinkish white skin without the mess for just 20 pesos on 99.5 RT. RT, Kylie Minogue with Get Out of My Way.
Get out of my way. It's 8:12 in the evening. By the way, guys, you know we have a contest that I would like to share with everyone. Okay, now you know how it usually goes during a drinking session, okay? There's this one guy that usually comes up with some sort of trivia.
Mm.
Like, say for example, you guys are talking about basketball. And then there's always this one guy that says, hey, did you guys know that Larry Bird? And then, you know, he gives some sort of obscure trivia about a basketball player. And then, you know, guys talk about it. And you know, the other guys on the table, they just say, talaga? Talaga, pare? Oh, but did you know? So, nagpapataasan sila ng trivia knowledge. Nagpapagalingan ng trivia knowledge. So what we're going to do this evening is that every night, everybody comes in with a piece of trivia, like myself, Luke Skywalker, Marf, and Anna Q5. And since we have A real-time screening of Hall Pass, which, by the way, when is it happening?
It's going to be on April 4th. That's Monday.
April 4th on Monday. We'd like to give away movie invites for Hall Pass.
That's which, Mega Mall Cinema 6.
Ooh.
Which we don't usually give away because we're just too lazy either that or we forget. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a bit of trivia. So do you guys have a bit of trivia right now that you're thinking of?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
Okay. So now, there's going to be one of us that is going to give you fake trivia, and you guys have to guess who it is. And if you can guess correctly, then you get to win those advanced screening tickets for Hall Pass. Now I'm actually going to point to one of the members of the team of the Disenchanted Kingdom, whether it's Lou, Anna, or Marf, or myself, who the goat is going to be. Now, the goat is going to be... Okay, I've actually pointed to the person. So, let's play! This is what we call... Happy R Bidahan Trivia. For Happy R!
Okay.
Happy R Bidahan Trivia. Okay, now comes the first trivia from Luke Skywalker. Go!
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that human DNA, we are 99% the same as chimpanzees?
Whoa, that does not make me feel very confident.
99% of our DNA is similar to that of chimpanzees.
Yes, sir. Am I monkeys, the goat or am I not the goat?
Monkeys
means we're 99% monkey.
Wow. I don't think I can top that trivia. Anna Q5, do you have a piece of trivia for the Happy R Bidahan?
I do. Apparently, a group of crows is called a murder, whereas a group of doves is called a salvation.
Huh? What? Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Why they gotta be black, man?
Whenever we're talking about the symbolism of these stupid birds.
I know. Why the black one gotta be murder and the white one gotta be salvation?
Hey, man.
That's
all
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I have something to say to that. That's foul.
Oh, my God. Just the worst thing ever.
Oh, no.
So seriously, a group of doves is called a salvation,
yes.
And a group of crows
is called a murder.
Is called a murder. And then Luke Skywalker says that 99% of the DNA of human beings is similar to that of chimpanzees.
Not similar, the same.
The same.
Yes.
Marv, do you have a trivia?
Yeah.
Go.
Actually, in Saudi Arabia, a man can go outside while wearing a jacket and pants that don't match.
He can or he cannot?
He can't.
He can't?
He can't.
Talaga,
he can't leave the house unless he's perfectly matched?
Yep. In Saudi Arabia.
Wow, I had no idea they were so fashion conscious.
Talaga?
It might be a religious thing.
I did not know that.
It might be a religious thing.
One of us could actually be giving away false trivia. Okay, this one. Did you know that Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who, by the way, stands 6'2", was supposed to play in the NBA.
Wow.
And he used to play for the UCLA Bruins.
Wow, I had no idea. And I went to UCLA.
Will Smith, the rapper and the actor as well, standing 6'2", was supposed to play shooting guard for an NBA team. And he was actually being recruited by talent scouts to play in the NBA, but you know, he chose to be a rapper and you know, going on to become an actor, and he played shooting guard for UCLA back in college.
I have a question. Nice. Wasn't he the one who sang Tick 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 Boom?
Yeah.
You remember that song?
And parents just don't understand.
Shake the room.
I love it.
Remember parents just don't understand?
Oh, I don't remember that.
To what? Yeah, okay, so here we go. Who's given the fake trivia? Is it Marf? Is it Marf who says that
a man can go outside wearing a jacket and pants that don't match?
You can't go outside in Saudi Arabia if your clothes are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Anna Q5's doves are called a salvation, a group of doves called a salvation, while a group of crows are called a murder? Or is it Luke Skywalker who came up with a trivia that 99% of the DNA of human beings is the same as that of chimpanzees? Or is it King DJ Logan's, who says that Will Smith at 6'2 was a college, not really a college standout, but, you know, one of the players in UCLA, and he used to play for the Bruins, was actually offered by NBA scouts to play in the NBA. Yeah, where else would he play? NBA scouts.
All right, play for the PBA.
So here we go.
Coming to the Philippines to play basketball for us.
So here we go. Call us up, 633-0995, if you want to win those tickets from Hall Pass and tell us who gave you the fake trivia. For the meantime, it's 8:15. Think about it, guys. Do
hey
your
guys.
Research. Go.
So this is Q5 reporting to you with the latest from Hollywood gossip. On Sunday at Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York, Nicki Minaj was with her boss Lil Wayne for his I Am Music 2 tour. She jumped on him and said, "You got three rules, legs open, hands behind your back, mouth shut, let's go." And she literally performed a lap dance in front of thousands of people.
Woohoo!
And he was so happy he fell off his chair.
Swing!
Yes, okay. And then continuing on in music news, it looks like Beyonce has ended her business relationship with Matthew Knowles, her father, who has managed her since Destiny's Child in the 1990s.
Yo!
She's released a statement that Matthew is her father for life and she loves her dad dearly and that they are parting ways only on a business level.
Hated it.
And that she's very grateful for the impact that he made on her career over the years. Fans are starting to think that maybe Jay-Z had something to do with
it. I know it's Jay-Z.
Position. Okay, so Lea Michele narrowly escaped an accident. She was hit on her way home the other day from a late taping of Glee. And she was driving along Melrose Avenue at 8 a.m. when she was hit by another car.
Oh.
She called the police immediately. She was not hurt, thank goodness. And according to L.A. police, they actually have no info on the accident, which is really strange. Maybe they're just keeping it under wraps. This is the second fender bender that Lea Michele has been in. You know, the first time that she got into an accident was before her Glee audition. So she got into an accident, goes to the audition, and sings, wowing the producers, getting her the role of Rachel Berry with glass in her hair and cuts all over her body. That is major dedication, I'm just saying.
Do you think when she gets into an accident that her nose is the first thing that gets messed up?
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Did you know that a couple of months ago she released a statement that she actually wanted to get a nose job when she was younger?
Rightly so.
Because of her idol, Barbra Streisand, who never got a nose job, she was like, it's okay. You know what, I'm going to try and deal with it the way that Babs dealt with it as well.
Uh-uh. No.
Anyway, can we move on away from Lea Michele's nose? Skywalker, if it's okay with you. We want to say congratulations to our favorite celebrity blogger, Perez Hilton, who celebrated his birthday just recently. Here's his latest achievement, guys. He wrote The Boy with Pink Hair, which is a children's book. And it's about a child who was born with fabulous pink hair that sets him apart from his peers. And people find him difficult to accept.
It's all good.
So he uses the opportunity to find out what makes him special and to share it with the world.
Hey, what?
According to the book's publisher, Raymond Garcia, the book is a defining story about how believing in yourself and following your aspirations can not only bring out the best in you, but also in those around you.
It's all good. All good. It's all good. All good. It's all good.
Don't hate, birds. Perez said, "I hope everyone can share in the spirit of a boy that only wants to bring some happiness to the world around us."
Ooh-wee!
Congrats, Perez. Gaga would be proud.
Congratulations!
And since we're still talking about Perez Hilton, at the recent Blue Ball, which is what Perez called his birthday party, Darren Criss, who I think Perez has a big crush on, went on stage and sang Teenage Dream, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and one of his own songs, which he penned, called Human. But the icing of the cake was when he sang Part of Your World.
Go!
You remember that from The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Yeah, he sang that for Perez, serenaded Perez with that song, and Perez was just killing, like killing to the bones. He went crazy. So that's Q5 Live in the Drive. We've got a couple of spoilers coming up for you guys next, including what to expect from upcoming Glee and American Idol episodes. Pretty interesting stuff. Got to stay tuned in to the Disenchanted Kingdom to figure out what's going on there. And we're bringing you back to more music on Disenchanted Kingdom. This is 99.5 RT.
Hold on. We got somebody on the line.
Oh, my God, yeah. We do.
I think we have a contestant. Who?
We have Ernie on the line.
Huh?
Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie, hold on.
Good evening, Ernie.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's up, Ernie?
Ernie, where's Bert?
Ernie.
Welcome to Ernie. I've broken up with Bert.
You've broken up? Is that because he has AIDS?
Is that because he's yellow?
That's just a rumor, the AIDS rumor.
Why do you gotta hate Skywalker? Just because he's yellow.
He has HEPA.
HEPA. Yeah, be careful.
Pare, welcome to our happy Arbidahan trivia session, man.
Pare.
Yeah, nice to be here, pare.
All right, Ernie, you've heard the trivia from Luke Skywalker. He says that 99% of the DNA of monkeys is similar to that of humans, if not the same. And a Q5 says that a group of pigeons is called a...
Crows. A group of crows is called a murder, whereas a group of doves is called a salvation.
Aren't doves and pigeons the same?
No.
No, they're not?
One poops all over the place, and one is a messenger of hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They poop, too.
They poop,
messengers of hope don't poop.
Yeah, just... And Marf says that in Saudi Arabia, men cannot go out of the house, not unless they have matching clothes. The top and the bottom are matching, or mine, which is that Will Smith, standing at 6'2", played a shooting guard for the University, UCLA. What's the university?
University of California, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, there you go. And he was being prodded by NBA scouts to actually play in the big leagues. So, what is it? Who is giving you fake information?
I think it's you, King DJ Logan.
Ooh.
Me. That is absolutely... So you don't think that Will Smith, at 6'2", played basketball in UCLA and was nililigawan ng mga ano?
As far as I know, Will Smith didn't go to college.
Why? Because he's black?
Yeah. Why can't a black man go to college?
Come on!
High five. Well, he was in high school when he became a rapper in high school, so he got straight into Fresh Prince of Bel-Air off of high school. So he never went to college.
And that is absolutely...
Congratulations!
Wow, how smart these people are. So it's actually not Will Smith. It is... You know who Magnum P.I. is? Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Selleck. I love him.
Yeah. He's the guy who stands 6'2". And he was actually touted by NBA scouts to play in the NBA.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh. But then he wanted to become an actor.
Nice.
Wait, is it Tom Selleck? Yeah, I think it's Tom Selleck.
I don't even know the
actor. Yeah, the guy. Yeah, no, seriously. The guy with the funny mustache. That's Tom Selleck. Yeah,
it has to be true, man, because I'm going to start telling it to my friends next time we go out drinking.
By the way, Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck. And he's a really tall guy, as opposed to Will Smith, who's how tall is he? Is he around 5'10", 5'11", or is Will Smith 10? Who cares? Anyway.
Tom Selleck, Courtney Cox's boyfriend in Friends.
Right now?
No, in France.
Congratulations!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
Hey, wait. What's his name again?
Ernie,
we're going to give you a gift pack courtesy of our good friends from...
Glutasi,
ang tunay na pumute. And you can give that to your girlfriend. You have a girlfriend, don't you?
No.
Congratulations!
But I'm sure that I can get somebody with a whitening pack. I'll just sit outside and find somebody willing to go out with me for the whitening pack.
Congratulations!
Okay, so besides this Glutasi gift pack, we're giving you also tickets to go to Hall Pass.
Happening on April 4 at the SM Mega Mall Cinema 6.
Yay!
PM.
Wonderful, Ernie. So congratulations to you, man. Stay on the line. Marf's going to take down your digits, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Have a great evening, Ernie.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, what do you do for a living, man?
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor. See, I told you people that can think listen to us. Thanks a lot, Ernie. Have a great evening, man.
Hey, guys.
All right. We're on till 10. We're the nighttime show of 99.5 RT. This is the Disenchanted Kingdom. On the drive. Good evening, Metro Manila.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving, and I got some on in store. When I get
girls, a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Let me light your candle, calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand. Let me light your candle, calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Alam mo ba, sa shooting or sa recording, pag may nagkalat, may take 2, pwedeng take 3. Pero pag yung whitening cream ang nagkalat sa bag, naku, wala nang take 2 yan. Messy na lahat. Buti na lang, may bagong no-mess sachet na ang Pond's. Resealable na siya. I can twist the cap to whiten and twist it again para itago. For only 20 pesos. That's why for me, Carla Avellana, Pond's White Beauty no-mess sachet lang ang lagi kong dala. Ay... Sorry, pwedeng take 2. New Pond's No Mess Sachet for only 20 pesos. Available in pinkish white and detox spotless white. Based on SRP.
By the way, if you guys would like to drop by the station, which is 99.5 RT, feel free to do so. We are just along EDSA. We're on the northbound lane. And we are right after the Ricoa factory. If you know where the Bonnie station of the MRT is, then you know
it's right after that.
Yeah, it's 100 meters. Is
yeah,
it?
About 100 meters, and you really can't miss us because we're the only high rise pass in between like Guadalupe and Shaw Boulevard. So
and we're right in front of an overpass.
Yeah.
So then you know it's the Paragon Plaza.
Paragon Plaza, the gray high-rise building. Okay. And we always like to hang out with people. Like tonight, Muman Reyes.
Muman!
A very loyal member of the Disenchanted Kingdom is hanging out with us and brought us some food and some vodka. Thanks a lot, Muman.
Good evening.
Good.
Buddy, thanks a lot for dropping by, yeah?
No problem.
Buddy, you're so much quieter than you are on Facebook.
I know! This
sounds so mabait.
Movement is one of my favorite Facebookers, man. You want comments, yeah, it's so funny. If you want to join us on Facebook, The Disenchanted Kingdom on 99.5 RT. Google it. Check us out. Movement is one of my favorite Facebookers, man. You want comments, yeah, it's so funny. If you want to join us on Facebook, The Disenchanted Kingdom on 99.5 RT. Google it. Check us out. Hi, Movement.
Hi.
You want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say good evening to my wife.
Yeah.
Miss Michelle Oy.
A what?
Miss Michelle Andrea Oy.
Miss Michelle Oy. Hi, Michelle.
Oy.
Wait, I have something. I have something. Since Movement's here, and we're quite a big group this evening, there are five of us, I want to play something later on, and I want to throw this question out to Lou Skywalker.
Okay.
Skywalker, you're an American kid, right?
Yes, I am an American kid.
But you were born here, or were you...
To high school and then back and forth here for over the span of 15 years. So
you also had titos in the States?
Oh, naman.
Mga Pinoy na tito?
Oh, naman.
Okay. Now, I'm sure they scared you as a child.
Yeah.
They scared you as a child. Nagsinungaling rin sila sa'yo. Even my yaya used to torture me with yung mga kasinungalingan. Although my parents never lied to me. My mom never lied to me, neither did my dad. It was just my yayas and my titos and titas. What about you, Muman? Did your parents ever lie to you?
Minsan. Nagsisinungaling din sila.
Yeah, yung mga kasinungalingan. Anna Q5, has that ever happened to you? Like, you know, with the household help, did they terrorize you and tell you stories about ghosts and multos and...
No. My cousins would, though.
So it was your cousins.
Yeah, my annoying older brother cousins.
Your tormentors.
My tormentors who taught me how to drive and got pissed when I learned how to drive better than they did.
Which brings us to this evening's Pinoy na Pinoy. Gano ka Pinoy? Ang mga kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata. It's the lies that old people tell the young kids. Marf!
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa mga bata. Kapag sinabi nila, pag hinabol ka ng aso, sabihin mo lang, delodelorium at hindi ka nahahabulin.
Ano?
Delodelorium.
Ano yun?
Nasalan mo. Sabi ng lola ko eh. Delodelorium.
Ano yun?
So when...
It's like a prayer of sorts.
When a dog comes charging at you, you just say, delodelorium.
Yeah. Kaya nangyari sa amin noon dati, nung bata kami ng kapatid ko, hinahabol kami ng aso, pareho kaming sumisigaw, delodelorium!
I think it would have helped if you had shouted, tulong!
I know!
Tulong!
And a Q5, gano'ng Pinoy ang mga kasinungalingan ng matatanda sa bata?
That is really long. Can I just say, Pinoy na Pinoy, ang kasinungalingan.
Ang lies.
Ang lies. Pinoy na Pinoy, ang lies. Kapag, sinasabi ng tatay ko sa kapatid ko, no, 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 we just bought you from the Bombay.
And what would your sister say? How would she react?
No wonder I look so different from all of you, but I know it's all lies. Even at 2 years old, she was already a bright kid.
Why is it very popular for Pinoy parents na sabihin sa mga anak nila, ikaw ah, binili lang ito sa Bombay?
Oh, I know this. I know the answer to this.
Why?
Because I actually asked my mom that question.
Okay.
And she said before, in certain parts of Manila, especially when Indians weren't as many here in the country.
Yeah.
There would be at least one Indian per area who's very enterprising.
Okay.
So what he would do is that he would buy like old stuff. Like I think what they're known now are the people who go to garage sales and they offer to buy everything in their garage sale and they sell it at a profit.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of doing the same thing, but instead of an enterprise, he would buy stuff and then walk around to different houses and sell his stuff at profits.
So he
to
would be
people.
the middleman.
Kind of, yeah. But he was like it was like mini retail, like teeny tiny retail. And you could get everything from him. You could even ask him, can you get me this kind of pot? Can you get me this kind of pan? And he'd actually source it for you. So he was like the, I don't know what you call them in the States. He's the guy who has everything.
Buy and sell?
Parang ganon.
He's the one stop shop.
Yeah. So pati anak daw, kaya daw bilin sa kanya.
Thanks a lot, Q5. Muman Reyes, gaano ka Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata?
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata kapag ano, kapag tutuliin ka, sasabihin nila sa'yo hindi raw masakit.
Parang masakit. Parang kagad lang gum.
Parang kagad lang.
Gano'ng kalaki lang gum yun? Sila ka naman sa anak.
Oo nga. Parang kagat lang daw ng langgam. Tama ba naman yun?
Wala yan. Wala yan. Kakagitin lang ng langgam yung bird mo.
Ang lamb.
Aray! Gano'ng ka Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata?
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan. Ayun, ang mga...
Right.
I don't know if I can finish that. I don't know how much of a lie this is, but my Lola used to tell me, hoy, gimmick ka ng gimmick. If you go out too much, you're gonna get kidnapped by the NPA. And I don't know if it's just a Visaya thing, because we really did have NPA in the clan. And I was a white kid. I swear to God, we had this horse that used to ride up in front of our house in Aklan, and we're a pretty province neighborhood. And my lola used to tell me, oh, you see that? Kita mo yung kabayo? That's the NPA guy. He's going to kidnap you if you go out too much.
Wow, that's amazing. That's the first time I've heard of that kasinungalingan.
Oh.
Mga kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata. 839, call us up, 633-0995. Let's see who's online. RT, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Robert.
Robert, hey! Hey. Gano ka Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata?
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungaling ng mga matanda. Pag hindi pumasok yung anak nila, tapos sasabihin may sakit. Pero yung bata ang sasabihin niya, Lolo, ikaw ang magtago kasi sabi ko sa teacher, ikaw ang patay.
What?
What?
Take it easy.
Sex joke yan, no?
Yeah.
Sex joke yan.
Sex joke.
Get out of here. Thanks a lot, man. RT, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Iya.
Hi, Iya. Gano ka Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata?
Kapag Pinay na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga magpapanda sa bata, kapag halimbawa nagsasugat ka, and ayaw mo na palagyan ng Mertilab kasi masakit yun, diba?
Old school, Mertilab.
What's that? That super red stuff that you put on your nails when you get pedicure.
Yeah.
Kasi before yun yung pandesinfectant. They say, dun lalabas yung kanin.
Yung kanin?
Oo, pag hindi nilinis, dugo ng dugo, hindi titigil, kasi lalabas kanin.
Oh. Yeah. Talaga?
Mm. No,
thanks a lot, Iya, sweetheart. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talaga? Wait, where did this come from? Anong lalabas yung kanin? Dahil may butas yung katawan mo?
May butas yung katawan mo. Pag kumain ka, lalabas yung kanin. Kaya lagyan mo ng band-aid agad.
Wow.
Yeah. Talaga? Hindi sinabi siya yan ng, ano, ng yayo.
Hindi.
Ilang beses ginamit sa akin.
You had bad yayas, dude.
Wow. Kaya pala you turned out that way, huh? Tormented child. Pinoy na Pinoy, ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata. Kapag meron kang sore eyes, ang tanging cure para sa iyong sore eyes ang ihi ng babae sa umaga.
What?
That's what they say. Yan yung mga kasinungaling ng bata, because I had sore eyes when I was a child, and my sister, my mother, and our household help, they were the ladies in our household. So nung nagka-sore eyes ako, sabi ng yaya ko, antayin mo yung ate mo umihi. Tapos kunin mo yung unang ihi niya sa umaga at ipatak mo sa mata mo.
Oh my God, that sounds like a very bad joke your yaya played on you.
I was like, what the hell? Muman, is that right?
Do you get it direct from the source?
Oh my God, what? Imagine having your sister sit right on top of you.
Oh, man. Oh, wait a minute.
First thing in the morning.
Wait. Oh, take it easy. Bad turn on this show, dude.
The mental images. Marf!
Pinoy na Pinoy. Speaking of sorry, Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng matatanda sa bata kapag sinabi nila ang solusyon para hindi makahawa ng sore eyes, mag-shades ka.
Oh, yeah. I hear that, yeah.
Diba? Kaya before when I had sore eyes, nag-shades talaga kasi akala ko hindi ka makahawa.
Bro, there's some truth to that because you get sore eyes by touching your eyes. You have no idea how many times during the day that you touch your eye unconsciously because it gets in your hands. And so if you have the shades on, it's not a complete cure, but diba, it'll keep you from touching your eye. By the way you get sore eyes is by having fecal matter in your eyes.
What?
Yeah.
Fecal matter?
Yeah.
Like poop?
Yeah, poop.
How does poop get in your eyes?
Yeah.
Like when you wash your pet and
yeah,
then you
I guess,
rub
or,
your eyes?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, or somebody farts on your pillow. I don't know, but it's science.
Ugh, whatever.
You're fine.
Okay, Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng matanda sa mga bata. My Laura used to tell me all the time. Every time your nose is itchy, okay, it means that somebody's thinking about you. If your left hand is itchy, makakapera ka. If your right hand is itchy, you're going to spend your money.
Oh.
Weird, huh?
Obviously, it's not true.
Yeah, it's not true. It's completely not true.
They were trying to make you feel better for having scabies, Anna.
Yeah, and your lot was just worried that somebody was going to cart you away, boy.
Mr. Muman Reyes, who has decided to join us this evening. Gano'ng Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng matatanda sa bata?
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata. Kapag dinalaw mo yung dad mo sa office, tapos wala siyang pants, tapos nakakalong yung sekretary nila, sasabihin niya sa'yo, nag-uusap lang daw sila.
Oh! Oh, yeah!
Pus!
May problema lang daw yung sekretarya. Kino-console niya.
So, nag-uusap lang sila ng sekretary niya.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. That's funny. All right.
We got somebody in line. RG, hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Jay.
Guys, it's Jay!
Hey!
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, Pinoy na Pinoy, ang kasinungalingan. Labi ng tatay mo, kumain ko ng bedside, pampalaki ng bird.
Talaga?
Bedside? Pechay?
Pechay, dude.
Oo. Oh.
Pampalaki
yeah,
ng bird.
Kaya hindi ako kumain ng gulay.
So, obviously, hindi ko kumain ng maraming pechay.
Maybe I ate too much.
Maybe
I ate too much pechay. is it my turn?
Yeah, your
so
turn,
I,
Skywalker.
I went to your bird and not your height.
I don't mind.
That's how it happened.
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan. I had it earlier.
Kasinungalingan.
Kasinungalingan. All right, check this out. When I was 12, I had just learned how to do sexy time with myself, right? Tapos nahuli ako ng tita ko. And she was like, what are you doing? She says, if you have sexy time with yourself too much, you're gonna go blind.
That's all
I have. I don't know, my tita told it to me. How am I supposed to know? Yeah, you'll go blind. If you have sexy time with yourself too much.
Too much.
Dude, every single culture says that.
Well, then it's Pinoy na Pinoy.
It's not also. Pinoy na Pinoy.
No, because I know Americans, when you do sexy time with yourself and then your mom catches you, sinasabi niya magiging ano balbon yung palad mo. Diba, you're going to have hairy palms.
99% of our DNA, according to Skywalker, is chimpanzee, so I'm not surprised.
Right.
And they like to have sexy time a lot.
Archie, hello?
Hey, Cramp Time.
Hey, Cramp Time.
Hey, Time.
What's your name?
Hey, Rob.
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 Guys, it's Rob.
Ano pala si Muman, ha? Ano pala si Muman?
Rob, gano'ng yeah. Pinoy? Ang mga kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa bata?
Ito, number one sa akin to eh. Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda sa mga bata. Kapag nasugatan ka, sasabihin ng mga matatanda, pag di tumigil yan, lalabas dyan kanin.
Given na yun!
Ay, na, yun na ba? Meron pa ako isa. Ito siguro, hindi pa naibibigay ito kahit sino ba. Pinoy na, huwag ka na sabihin.
Sige.
Kapag ikaw umiihi daw, kailangan magsabi ka tabi-tabi po. Kundi, hahabulin ka daw ng mga kapre.
Oh, I knew that one.
What?
Habulin ka daw ng kapre.
Kapre?
Yes.
Kapre.
So, hindi man yung mga tiyanak daw.
Hahabulin ka?
Oo.
Kapag hindi ka tumabi-tabi?
Oo.
Talaga?
Uso yan sa amin sa probinsya.
What province are you from?
Tarlac.
Ah.
Uso rin yan sa Visayas.
Sa amin, ano yan eh? Bari-bariyapo.
Anong bariya-bariya?
Bari-bariyapo.
Bari-bariyapo in Tarlac.
Mm, so that's Kapampangan. Tabi-tabi po.
So paglasing ka, umihi ka sa parang mound. Oo.
Haboling ka daw.
Talaga?
Hindi naman ako umihi doon. Hindi naman ako inahabol.
Wala naman kasi nakalagay, bawal yung mimikin eh.
Oo nga.
Thanks, man.
Yes.
Alright, bye-bye, Rob.
Bye.
Have a great evening. Okay. Pinoy na Pinoy, ang mga kasinungalingan na sinasabi ng mga matatanda sa bata, pag naligo ka at natulog ka, nabasa yung buhok, magiging loko-loko ka.
Yeah. Or your hair's gonna go white.
Or mabubulag ka. Iba-ibang version.
Mabubulag.
Dami, no?
Yeah.
Pagising mo daw, puti-puti yung buhok mo.
or kukulot yung buhok mo.
I wonder where
Kaya
they got...
Kaya kulot na kulot ang buhok ko kasi always flatted my hair wet.
Does anybody know where all these lies came from?
Old wives' tales?
Yeah. Know. Are they called old wives' tales?
I guess so. Ways to get your kids to do stuff that they really don't want to do.
RG, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is JM.
Guys, it's Yam.
Yam.
I never knew that there was a letter in the alphabet named letter Yam.
Yam.
It was only from you, Yam, that I realized.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, Yang. Hey.
Lalo na kung at an early age.
Kasinungalingan! Lies! It's all lies! Thanks a lot, Yam.
Thanks.
Right. Have a great evening, man.
Have one.
You know, dude, the guy didn't even correct me. I just kept on saying Yam.
A-I-J-K-L-M-M-O-P.
Maybe that's really his name.
Yam.
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 Yam. Yam.
Yam.
Paano mas spelling nun?
ito. Pinoy na Pinoy.
Ayun. Nyok, nyok, nyok. Michael Nyornan. Magic Nyon. Kareem Abdul-Jamar. Robert Nyaworski. Come on, dude. One letter can really make a difference, huh?
Yeah.
Nyenyemon.
Nyenyemon!
Marf!
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan na sinasabi ng matatanda sa mga bata kapag sinabi nilang pag nalunok mo yung bubble gum o chewing gum, didikit sa bituka mo.
Oh. No, but you know what? That's supposed to have scientific basis.
Talaga?
Because apparently when you chew bubble gum, like when you swallow it, there's something in bubble gum or chewing gum, any gum, that cannot be digested by your system.
So then it comes out of your poop.
Well, there's a part of it that stays in your body for like 100 years.
I heard that was a myth.
Oh my god.
100
years?
And I swallow my gum all the time, so there should be a lot. There should be a lie in there. I swallow it as
you're
a protest.
Just scared.
I swallow
you're
it as a protest to what my mom used to say to me. That it would stay in there.
You're just afraid. You are. You're an afraid little boy.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Skywalker,
yeah.
you swallowed your gum.
I make it a point to.
As a child. Even
today.
Even to this day. Yeah. You swallow your gum as a protest?
Yeah, as a protest to what my mom used to lie to me and tell me that it would stay in there for like 7 years. So I used to collect.
Hence, the product of gum swallowing, children.
Maybe it affects the brain.
Maybe it does. Moving on. Thanks a lot, Q5. Muman Reyes, one last man.
Pinoy na Pinoy ang kasinungalingan ng mga matatanda. Pasintabi sa mga bata nakikinig. Santa Claus.
Ano ba? You destroyed my dreams.
Oh, that sucks.
Santa Claus exists.
Anna didn't know
what are you talking? Shut up! No, Santa Claus exists. Okay, every Christmas he brings me my gifts.
Pag salbahe uling.
Ano yun?
Uling, no. Coal inside your socks.
No, I never got coal in my socks.
Santa Claus.
No, Santa exists.
Okay, fine.
So he's a tooth fairy.
Tooth fairy. Really?
Yeah, and
really,
Anna.
Funny.
What? Don't staunch my dreams.
I'm sorry. How old are you again?
Secret.
Skywalker. Oh, wait. We have somebody online. Hold on. RT, hello?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Chris.
Okay, I have three.
Okay.
Cool.
Shoot.
First one, pag nakalilok ka ng buto ng prutas, pagkakahalama ka sa tiyan.
Oh, good one.
Number two. Pag naninit ka sa maliligo, magkakakuliti ka.
Pag?
Naninit ka sa maliligo babae.
Pag nambubuka ka.
Oo.
Yeah, you're gonna have a sty in your eye.
Yeah.
Kung namboboso ka.
Also not science. I know that.
And here's my favorite one. Pag nag-aaral ka na mabuti, yayaman ka.
That has got to be the number one lie that parents tell their children.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be the topic of my next vlog. That's why I have so many entries.
Have a great evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris, give us your blog. What's your blog?
880.blogspot.com.
Right on. Cool, man.
Cool, man. Okay. Take care, man.
That's funny. I have one that's related to the one earlier of the company.
I don't think anyone can top that.
No, I guess. I think we should just end it there.
That's the best answer.
You know, yeah, seriously, I think we should end it right there. And why don't we play a little bit more music?
Hi to Ben Santos.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. A lot of parents are scratching their heads right now. Sinasabi ko na nga ba, dapat di nila tayo nakinig sa mga to.
Damn it!
And now the kids believe us. It's 8:55. We got music from Shakira. 99.5 RT.
Choosing your battle. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front fire. Everyone's watching. You know it's serious. We're getting closer. This isn't over. The pressure's on. This is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. For Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
Wonder what radio is really all about?
Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name is Inga.
My name is King DJ Logan.
Can I get an amen?
Well, there's a lot more that goes on off the air that you don't see.
What the? Neil, put some clothes on for God's sake.
What?
What's the problem?
And there's more you haven't heard when the mics are turned off. I was sick of
restrictions. Okay, where the f*** is the f***ing winner's list?
No, the list, the folder. Ah, damn, who put this f***ing folder here?
Did you do this?
Huh? But what the f*** is wrong with you people?
The Drive 99.5 RT gives you this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn and experience what the radio industry is all about. If you're a college student and you're interested in finding out just what life on air really is, toss your resumes our way. DWRT_FM@yahoo.com.
Or better yet, bring them over personally here to the station. Unit 906B, Paragon Plaza Building, at the corner Reliance Street in Mandaluyo.
You can also log on to our website, DWRT995.FM, for more details.
So get the real radio experience
from the people who know what they're talking about.
I f***. Neil, ano ba?
The Farm, 100% pure organic. No preservatives. On the station that gives you the best on-air talent anywhere on radio. The Drive.
The Drive. 99.5 RT.
This is Chris Aquino. Bilang mommy, sinisiguro ko lagi ang safety ng pamilya ko. Kaya sa kusina, Petron Gasol ako. Hanapin ang laser-printed seal at sure na nasa mabuting kamay kayo. Order Petron Gasol. Ang sigurista, Petron Gasolista.
The longer you stay on low gear, the more gas you spend. Shift up to save gas. Mag-enertipid na. This Energy Tipid reminder is brought to you by Petron Corporation and the Department of Energy.
This is Chris Aquino. Bilang mommy, sinisiguro ko lagi ang safety ng pamilya ko. Kaya sa kusina, Petron Gasol ako. Hanapin ang laser-printed seal at sure na nasa mabuting kamay kayo. Order Petron Gasol. Ang sigurista,
Petron Gasolista.
Hi, I'm KC. It's tough being a girl, di ba? Yung dapat fresh-looking even under the sun? Tough. Yung boys kahit stress, pero charming pa rin ang dating? Tough. And dapat nice to boys, even if they're super kulit. Tough. Buti na lang, it's not that tough to have beautiful and strong hair.
That's because gamit ni KC, Palmolive Naturals Complete Repair. May natural avocado extracts and vitamin C. It helps repair multiple signs of damage. Kaya ang hair, 10 times stronger.
So girl, when the going gets tough, just take a shower.
Para ang hair, 10 times stronger, use Palmolive Naturals Complete Repair today versus non-conditioning shampoo and when used with Palmolive Naturals Conditioner. Like us on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/PalmoliveNaturals.
The countdown for the biggest deals from Ford starts now. You only have a few days left to drive away with a Ford truck or Ford SUV at incredibly low down payment and all-in offers. Drive home a new Escape or Ranger for as low as 99,000 pesos all-in. An Everest for as low as 149,000 pesos all-in. An E150 Club Wagon for as low as 249,000 pesos all-in. Or the Explorer for as low as 299,000 pesos all in. Free 3-year registration, 1-year insurance, and chattel mortgage included. Save big right now. You only have 1 month to go. Visit your nearest Ford dealer today and ask for the big deal. Ford, feel the difference. Promo extended until March 31, 2011 for DTI NCR permit number 0142 series of 2011.
It's 9:02 and I hope you guys aren't having too much problem there in traffic. That time check was brought to you by Cossack Blue. Set up straight up.
Sa sobrang straight ng vodka radio commercial na to, wala kang maririnig ng mga sexy girls. A romantic soundtrack. Diretso agad sa produkto. Cossack Blue. Clear, crisp, smooth. Kaya sarap straight up.
Cossack Blue. Sarap straight up.
Drink moderately.
And gusto mo maging awesome, then shumat ka na. Enjoy Cossack Blue straight up.
Do you want to be the next circuit racing star? Join Circuit Showdown.
It's the only race series that holds both time attack and wheel-to-wheel racing events, where you accrue points throughout the year and become the country's next champion. You don't need a race car. All you need is a helmet and a driver's license. You now have a truly affordable way into the world of professional racing. Watch all the types of cars fight for supremacy. It doesn't matter what skill level you are, there's a bracket for you.
Organized by racing duo, Formula champion Enzo Pastor and touring car champion Dalia Pastor.
With loads of prizes like wheels,
tires,
racing seats,
car wraps,
carbon hoods,
rotors,
coilover suspension, and much, much more. To find out more, visit our website, www.circuitshowdown.com, and follow us on facebook.com/circuitshowdown.
Metro Manila traffic is just one of those things we have to live with, but that doesn't mean we can't do anything about it.
99.5 RT.
Together with Traffic.com, team up for a closest thing we can get to a traffic solution. It's called Road Watch.
Southside is problem-free from F.B. Harrison to Macapagal Boulevard.
Road Watch takes you street by street, road by road, city by city, and bumper to bumper.
South gets into a jam at West Avenue, and we'll move in slow motion through T-Mobile Flyover all the way to Central.
For the most comprehensive, accurate, and up-to-the-minute live traffic report on the air today. Catch Road Watch Monday to Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. for trouble spots, bottlenecks, accidents, and rerouting. You'll be the first to know. Be informed, be aware, and be warned. So you can give your potty mouth and middle finger a rest. Road Watch, Monday to Friday, powered by Traffic.com.
And the rhythm of the city, 99.5 RT.
By the way, you know what? Earlier in the program, if in case you had just joined us, welcome to everyone. And it's a beautiful Wednesday evening. The weather's perfect. Nice and windy and not too warm. To think that it's summer.
Yeah. So
it's quite humid during the daytime, but during the nighttime, it sort of evens itself out.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's supposed to be like this throughout the summertime. There's La Nina is going to make it a cooler summer than usual.
Okay.
So I hear.
So, we are the Disenchanted Kingdom. We're the nighttime show of 99.5 RT. My name is King DJ Logan, and to my left is Lou Skywalker.
Rock and roll. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the Disenchanted Kingdom. It's good to be back here tonight with you guys.
And to my right is Marv, who has some the Showbiz Chismes later on, which is via ODK. And if you don't know what ODK means, it means...
It's Ojusko Blind Items and Celebrity Chismes.
Mapapa, Ojusko ka talaga.
Ojusko, yeah. And I decided to change my ODK blind item for tonight. Because I just got word from my sources, it's about an actor and how much he was paid para sa isang booking.
Ooh.
That's booking. Juicier.
Bumi booking.
Bumu booking.
Bumu booking.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Talagang hinahain yung kanyang katawan.
Mahalikang katawan.
Para lang sa salapi.
May katapat. May mahalaga.
Plaque. Pera lang ang katapat.
Hakni. Alam ko na yan.
And Anna Q5 is also here. She has some Hollywood entertainment news, also with the music industry. If you want to find out, who the hottest actresses and actors are and, you know, they're staying together or they're breaking up. And also, you know, what lead singer went to what band, if a guitarist left a group. Anna Q5 is the one to ask.
That's right, and coming up on Q5 Live on the Drive, I've got some spoilers for you guys and what to expect from American Idol and Glee next.
By the way, thank you so much also to Miss Anais. Anais? Or Anais?
Actually, if she's French, it's Anais.
Anais.
Yeah.
If it's French, it's spelled A-N-A-I-S.
Yes, Anais.
She's not French.
Anais.
Yeah.
Anais.
It's a beautiful name.
Anais. Anais. So Anais... Anais Lapid, who is, you know, she's taking care of operations and marketing for our Lapid's Chicharron, is actually tuned in right now. And she told me over in Cebu that she is really a big listener of the Disenchanted Kingdom on 99.5 RT. Anais, thank you so much for all the chicharron that you had sent over.
Pare, mukhang kompleto yung inuman natin mamaya.
And Muman, thank you. Thank you for dropping by the station, for bringing over a lot of vodka.
Vodka.
That we will keep here at the station. Nobody's bringing that home until we have a night out, all of us. And feel free to join us if you want to, Muman, okay?
And food as well.
And food.
Hey, brought us food.
So we're going to be giving away a phone load later on. It's going to be courtesy of Red Mobile, and you will play a role. Now, what is the role for this evening? It being the last day. Is it the last day today?
No.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Okay. So you will be playing the role of Junette.
Junette.
Yes. Now, Junette, you and your boyfriend, Ronnie. Ronnie and Junette.
Ang ganda combination.
Ronnie and Junette. Baka may okay. So the lines are actually open now for contestants. If you have a Red Mobile SIM card, then Marf's going to be taking down your call. And we'll give you 250 pesos of load if you can you know, if you can show us your acting skill and, yeah, just take it home. It's 9-11.
Do you want to be the next circuit racing star? Join Circuit Showdown.
It's the only race series that holds both time attack and wheel-to-wheel racing events, where you accrue points throughout the year and become the country's next. www.circuitshowdown.com and follow us on facebook.com/circuitshowdown.
This program is brought to you by Red Mobile's Dial a Drama.
Dial a Drama.
Tune in and join every 7 to 10 a.m. or 6 to 9 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Dial a Drama.
Dial a Drama.
Okay, here we go now. Who do we have on the line, Marv, to play Jeanette?
We have Aldrian to play Jeanette.
What? What? Who?
Aldrian.
A guy or a girl?
A guy.
A
guy. He wants to play a girl too. Oh, yeah.
Sa bagay, hindi naman sinabi eh. Babae, di ba?
Oh. Lalaki yan si Junet.
Di ba? Bakit? Babae lang ba pwede mag-boyfriend?
Babae lang ba pwede mag-pangalan Junet?
Oh.
Si eh.
Hey, what's his name again?
Aldrian.
Hey, Aldrian.
Hello.
Quite an interesting name, man.
Yes, it can be a male or a female.
Yeah.
Aldrian, yeah, are you the catcher or the pitcher?
Both. Whoa. No joke.
Okay. Skywalker, Skywalker, sponsored Red Mobile.
Okay.
Clients do not want kabastusan.
Sorry, King.
That's how not to do radio.
I know.
So, here we go. Yeah, let's just leave all the kabastusan to boys' night out, okay? Here we go. Aldrian. So, alam mo na yung sitwasyon?
Yes, I'll be playing Junette.
Junette, the girl. And your boyfriend will be Marv.
Yeah.
Ronnie will be Marv. So you and your boyfriend Ronnie have been together for years. You haven't been to his house. You always tease him. Kinakahiya mo naman yata ako eh. So that's what you tell him. You tease him for days until your jokes become really serious. Bakit nga ba ayaw mo dalhin sa bahay mo? That's what you ask. Finally, one random day, he agrees to take you to his house. You enter his door and see a mess, drawings on the wall, scattered food on the floor, and you're about to tease him about his very, very messy house, and suddenly you see movement from across the room and three kids appear. And then Ronnie says, "Uy, Junette, siya nga pala, mga anak ko. Magiging anak mo rin sila, oh my God."
Aww.
How do you react? All right. And we are... wait, what are we doing?
can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Should I change my voice or this is okay?
You're supposed to be Junette, so yeah. That makes you supposedly a female, but I don't know. How do you want to take this script?
Yeah, I'm gonna change a bit.
His gay lover.
That would be better, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned in to...
Red Mobile's Dial a Drama. Dial a Drama. Dial a Drama.
And... action!
What are those?
What?
Ronnie?
Yes, Junet. Oh. Pasensya ka na kung hindi kita masyadong dadala sa bahay. Alam ko, gusto mo talaga, pero parang hindi pa yata panahon eh.
Okay, pero nandito na tayo sa bahay niya, diba? And I can see something. Tatlong anino, parang, sino sila?
Junet, matagal ko nang gustong aminin sa ito.
Ano?
Sana huwag ka magalit, sana matanggap mo pa rin ako. Bilang boyfriend mo. Junette, ang mga bata ay mga anak ko. At alam ko magiging anak mo na rin sila.
No!
Congratulations!
Anong kahibangan to?
Hindi mo ba matanggap, Junette, na may mga anak ako? Bakit nung tinable mo ako dati sa Adonis? Sabi mo sa akin, tanggap mo kahit anong klaseng pagkatao meron ako.
Tanggap ko kung anong klaseng meron pagkatao ka, pero hindi mo sinabi na bumuo ko na pala ng mga tao. Ano pa ba, Ronnie?
Hindi mo ba magugustuhan yan, Junette? Total, alam naman natin na hindi ka pwede magkaanak.
Kaya pala binabasahan mo ako ng mga fairy tale na Three Little Pigs, Three Blind Mice. Kasi meron ka na pala tatlong supli. Paano? Paano ko sila ipapakalala sa mga magulang ko, sa mga friends ko, sa mga ka-Facebook ko? Hindi pa ako handa, Ronnie. Ronnie.
Sakit mo naman magsalita.
Pero...
Oo, nagpapasalamat ako sa'yo. Dahil tinanggal mo ako sa bar na pinagtatrabahuhan ko.
Binahay mo ko, ginawa mo kong tao. Pero yeah, hindi ko akalain na hindi mo matatanggap ang aking mga anak.
Sorry. Pero tingnan mo kung ano klase pagkatao ka. May maitim, may maputi, at merong parang Dalmatian. Anong klaseng tao ka, Ronnie? Sino-sino mga nanay yan? Puti sana ako magkakamukha eh. Puti sana ako. Marumi ka, katulad ko. Hindi na tayo bagay sa isa't isa, Ronnie. Bumalik at sa Adonis. Ayoko na sa'yo. Ayoko na sa'yo!
Because of that, Ronnie, you get to win 250 pesos of phone load, courtesy of Red Mola! Ronnie,
Aldrian,
congratulations, man!
I just wish that they are not listening.
galing mong actor, eh? Parang mapapabilib talaga ako sa'yo. Parang nadala ako mismo sa role mo.
Parang nag-research ka na yata sa role na to. Ah. Mukhang may pinanghuhugutan. Ah.
Anong tawag dyan sa... Ano,
method acting.
Method acting, yung ba tawag doon?
Oo. Parang talagang ginampanan mo yung role na yan sa totoong buhay.
Ako, ayoko magaya kay Heath Ledger.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Aldrian and... Dial-A-Drama is brought to you by Red Mobile. For only 30 bucks, get unlimited calls and texts to Red Mobile and Smart. Plus 25 texts to all networks. To register, just text only 30 and send to 9949. We'll also throw in a couple of movie invites for Hall Pass. How does that sound, Ronnie?
Adrian.
Adrian.
Yeah, you like it. Love it.
Oh, I love this Enchanted Kingdom.
Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you.
We love
you. Have a great
you.
Evening. Dude, stay on the line, okay?
Yes.
Oh, I have his details for
you. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Have a great evening, buddy.
Thank you, have a nice
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Galeng.
Galeng, ha?
Galeng niya.
Galeng.
And that was...
Red Mobile's Dial-A-Drama. 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 Do you want to be a star? Do you have what it takes, but not the face? Voice it out. Join Red Mobile's Dial-A-Drama. Dial-A-Drama. We'll give you a situation for you to act. Be angry.
How dare you?
Sad.
Why?
Shocked.
Oh my God.
And get a chance to win Red Mobile phone load. Call 633-0995 or 7060-940 between 7 to 10 a.m. or 6 to 9 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Don't let this pass. This can be your shining moment. Red Mobile's Dial-A-Drama. Dial-A-Drama. Bring what? Red Mobile SIM to claim your prize.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Voiceover. It's now 9:19. That time check is brought to you by Coppertone. Have longer fun and protection under the sun.
Oh, ito, word association, ha? What comes to your mind when I say summer?
Coppertone.
Eh, outdoors.
Coppertone.
Eh, higher SPF.
Coppertone?
Moisturizer.
Copper, I... Wait.
Oh, Coppertone din.
Because now there's a new Sun Care range from Coppertone, one of the most trusted brands in sun protection, to protect and moisturize your family skin this summer. Have longer fun and protection under the sun.
Eh, ito, Sun Kissed. Coppertone. At si Anton.
Coppertone got your family covered this summer with its new Sun Care range with high SPF and moisturizer. Perfect for the whole family.
For the past decade, CSI has brought to you mummies, dummies, plushies, furries, vamps, tramps, hot bodies, dead bodies, hairy bodies, and things that go boom.
I've never seen anything like it.
Peeping toms, leaping lizards, wild rides, planes, trains, and automobiles. Catherine cries, Brass almost dies. And we are just getting started. CSI, Season 11, tonight at 10, only on AXN.
Good morning, boss.
Overtime, come on, yeah.
Hello, boss. Looking good.
You're fired.
Hi, boss. Wonderful day.
I just walked to work because my car overheated under hood. And because my driver kept using only water on the radiator, my engine's full of plastic. Black. It's ruined. Hey, if you tell me how wonderful today is, I'll rip your heart out.
When your car overheats, you lose your cool, too. And water alone can make it worse. Next time, use Prestone Coolant.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects
protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
Hey, boys and girls, time right now. It's 9:21, and that time check is brought to you by PLDT, My DSL, My Home, My Passion, My DSL. Right, Rian?
Hey, Rian, do you like bananas?
Do I? I like watch Bananas with Pajamas every day. I also listen to the banana song and share pictures of banana boats with my friends. I even bought Banana Rana albums. I research about banana kicks.
Whatever you're into, nothing beats enjoying internet in your home. So get PLDT My DSL. Its ultra-fast connection lets you stream videos, download albums, and enjoy everything on the web.
Cool. I bet you also like banana hats, huh?
No. That's just weird. Enjoy PLDT My DSL's awesome triple play service at home, starting at plan 990 with unlimited DSL, free watchpad, and its new channels. Subscribe now at myworldmydsl.com.
Sa sobrang straight ng vodka radio commercial na to, wala kang maririnig ng mga sexing girls. A romantic soundtrack. Diretso agad sa produkto. Cossack Blue. Clear, crisp, smooth. Kaya sarap straight up.
Cossack Blue. Sarap straight up.
Drink moderately.
Gusto mo maging awesome, then shumat ka na. Cossack Blue. Sarap straight up.
Ever wonder what radio is really all about?
Hey guys, welcome to the show. My name is Inga.
My name is King DJ Logan. Can I get an amen?
Well, there's a lot more that goes on off the air that you don't see.
What the? Neil, put some clothes on for God's sake.
What?
What's the problem?
And there's more you haven't heard when the mics are turned on. I was sick of
restrictions. Okay, where the f*** is the f***ing winners list?
No, the list, the fold. Ah, damn, who put this f***ing folder here?
Did you do this?
Huh? But what the f*** is wrong with you people?
The Drive 99.5 RT gives you this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn and experience what the radio industry is all about. If you're a college student and you're interested in finding out just what life on air really is, toss your resumes our way. DWRT_FM@yahoo.com.
Or better yet, bring them over personally here to the station. Unit 906B, Paragon Plaza Building, at the corner Reliance Street in Mandaluyo.
You can also log on to our website, DWRT995.FM, for more details.
So get the real radio experience
from the people who know what they're talking about.
I f***. Neil, ano ba?
The Farm, 100% pure organic. No preservatives. On the station that gives you the best on-air talent anywhere on radio. The Drive.
The Drive. 99.5 RT.
Previously on Disenchanted Kingdom.
Mark is quite an expert in breaking up with women. So, how would you do it?
Hi, baby. What's the matter? Yeah. Uy, pabasa naman dyan.
Kasi, taga, taga baby, mamaya na.
Taka hug, fine, hug, hug na lang.
Wait lang, lumayo ko na ng konti sa akin.
Bakit? Masyado ba akong clingy?
Hindi, may kailangan akong sabihin sa'yo eh.
Halo yun!
Alam mo, taga, mamaya ka na magsalita, baka mahimatay ako.
Na-affect ka ba sa mga words ko?
Wait lang, magsalitain mo naman ako, please. Parang awa mo na. Ilang beses na ako nagbigay ng mga regalo sa'yo.
Appreciate ko, todo.
Pero yung sandamukal na toothpaste na binigay ko sa'yo mukhang hindi mo ginagamit.
Hinagamit ko naman!
Ay, ayoko na talaga. Hirap na ako. Hindi huminga, papatayin mo ako, literally.
Why do you want to break up with me?
Disenchanted Kingdom.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 10 p.m.
99.5 RT.
Hey guys, so this is Q5 bringing you to round two of what's going on in Hollywood. Haters have to stop because apparently on the internet news has been released that Jackie Chan is dead.
What?
In the news reports, he died of a heart attack. But here's the good news, guys. On Jackie's Facebook, the statement was released. Jackie is alive and well. He did not suffer a heart attack and die, as was reported on many social networking sites and in online news reports. And really, it's just obnoxious that people would want to say that Jackie Chan is dead, because he is not. He is alive and kicking. And we love him very much because he was so compassionate to the Filipinos after the bus bombing. Happy that he's still alive.
He's a cool guy, too. Why would anybody say that?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know why he has so many haters. I think he's amazing. So, Lindsay Lohan was spotted leaving Sam Rowe's house at 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning carrying a teddy bear with "I love you" written on it. And isn't that so sweet? Aw. apparently she wasn't very happy that Samantha Ronson has tried moving on after her, and she has tried to get Sam back. Let's see how that works.
Maybe they were just called out for some sushi and wanted to hang out and have a night in.
Okay. And they live like right next to each other, right?
Yeah. Right?
Anyway, moving on. So, coming up on American Idol, they're going to be doing the Elton John episode. So, the top 11 are going to sing favorite Elton John songs. However, there's no word yet on whether Elton himself will guest judge. And here's something interesting. Since J-Lo and Steven Tyler have joined the show, have you guys noticed that there haven't been any guest judges?
Yeah, no guest judges, huh?
Yeah, before there used to be a lot. Now there aren't as many.
Maybe they can't afford them.
What?
Maybe they can't afford them.
Yeah, maybe after like J-Lo's and Steven's salary.
Because
like,
you know they're paying them a lot. Those
they
two.
Are paying them. But I have to say they're stepping up to the plate. They're doing a really good job. I like the feedback that they give the singers. I gotta say, I have full respect for them.
It's all good. All good. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, another spoiler for you guys. Glee is coming out with an episode that is themed after Lady Gaga's Born This Way. Interesting, huh? Before we get into that, there's a video online of LAS on Los Angeles and what they did to celebrate Lady Gaga's birthday just the other day. She got on stage at the Staples Center to perform a few songs and to show their support for Gagalicious. The entire stadium erupted into unison, happy birthday for her. It's really sweet. You guys should check it out online. So back to Born This Way. We gotta love that song because it's all about accepting for yourself for who you are. And sources confirm that Ryan Murphy is in talks with Fox Network to extend the episode circulating around the storyline of Born This Way from 60 minutes, which is the average Glee episode, to 90 minutes long. Because they want it to be pretty epic. They are revisiting the Kurt gay bullying storyline. Remember when Karofsky would threaten him physically for being gay because of homophobic tendencies? They're going back to that storyline. It was never resolved. We want to see what's going on there. And here's, since you guys were talking about Rachel Berry a while ago, the character of Lea Michele, Rachel Berry, is going to consider getting a nose job.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to see what happens there, yeah. And then,
job.
Here's the other one, Lauren Zices. You guys remember her? She's the Greco-Roman wrestling champion girl in the Glee Club.
Yeah.
You know, the killer queen.
The big one?
Yeah, the big one.
Big one with huge, fierce confidence.
It's
I love this girl.
Big baby.
Yeah, but she's amazing. I love her character, and I love how she just accepts herself for who she is. Get this, guys. In the Born This Way episode, she's going to run for prom queen against Quinn Fabre.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And it has so much to do with the song, and I love that song. It speaks so much, and these are kind of values that I think kids need to learn these days.
It's all good. All good. It's all good.
It is all good.
It's all about accepting yourself for who you are. And on that note, here's Born This Way by Lady Gaga on the Disenchanted Kingdom. This is The Drive 99.5.
Just put your paws up. 'Cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth.
be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today. Cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, made. I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born to be brave.
It's the Bloomfields with their new sound, Express Highway, at 9:37. Yes, they finally come into their own with this one, Express Highway, really good summer song. And it's brought to you by Cossack Blue. Set up straight up. Got some people whom we'd like to say hello to that are actually tuned in. Marv, yeah, why don't you go ahead and do so?
Yeah, I just want to say good evening to Trixie Garcia, also to Angel Mary, and also to Raph Layosa. They're all tuned in.
Hey, Raph.
Good evening, guys.
Thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. We're coming right back.
More of the Disenchanted Kingdom when we return. ODK on the DK coming right up.
Sa sobrang straight ng vodka radio commercial na to, wala kang maririnig ng mga sexing girls. A romantic soundtrack. Diretso agad sa produkto. Cossack Blue. Clear, crisp, smooth. Kaya sarap straight up.
Cossack Blue. Sarap straight up.
Drink moderately.
Hey, boys and girls. Gusto mo maging awesome? Then shumat ka na. Enjoy Cossack Blue. Sarap straight up.
Hey, what's up, everybody in the Philippines? This is Justin Bieber. I just wanted to say what's up. See how everyone's doing over there. I'm going to be coming in. I'm going to be performing at the Mall of Asia Concert Grounds. So I hope everyone comes out and supports. But I love you, and I'll see you soon.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
If this is your problem,
you are completely obsessed with sex.
Obsessed is a very strong word.
This morning you left the computer on gangbangfacebath.com.
I get my weather from that site.
Then this is your solution.
I'm giving you a hall pass.
A what?
1 week off from marriage.
From the directors of There's Something About Mary.
Watch us reel in the babies.
Warner Brothers Pictures. On the Drive 99.5 RT. Invite you to the special real-time screening of Hall Pass. On Monday, April 4 at SM Mega Mall Cinema 6 at 7:30 p.m.
Owen Wilson. Jason Sudeikis.
Just try the Australian kiss. It's a lot like the French kiss, except down under.
To win tickets, wait for your favorite RT jocks cue to call the hotlines. 633-0995 or 706-0940.
Hall Pass. 1 week, no rules. Only in cinemas.
April 6th.
Call Angel's Pizza Pasta Combo at 922-2222 and try our Lenten special promo, a meat-free offer this Lenten season. We offer four different variations like shrimp pesto, tuna pesto pizza, and our very own tuna pesto calzone and tuna pesto pasta in a dough. Healthy yet tasty. Just dial our hotline at 922-2222 for free delivery now. A taste of heaven at your doorstep.
It's a good day to run. The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists Philippine Chapter presents The Good Run on April 3, 2011 at Bonifacio High Street, Global City. Run 3K, 5K, or 10K to raise awareness for good, goiter, obesity, osteoporosis, and diabetes, and for the benefit of the Power of Prevention Through Fitness and Nutrition program to teach kids how to eat right and stay healthy. Free blood sugar, blood pressure, and other health checks will be offered while supplies last. For inquiries, call 703-1736 or register online at www.runrio.com. Cash prizes, raffle prizes, and lots of freebies at stake. So, run the good run on April 3 and help fight goiter, obesity, osteoporosis, and diabetes.
This summertime, rain or shine, use Prestone Coolant to maintain the right engine temperature. It protects your engine from overheating, rust, and corrosion. Prestone Coolant works better than water alone.
Earlier with Sammo and Gibb.
Yesterday, yeah. I told you that one of my nieces, Erica, the older one, has chickenpox. And so yesterday, my sister asked me to come over. They were going, they had a ballet recital for the other daughter, so nobody would be left.
Oh, gosh.
So you hung out with your niece yesterday.
Yeah, I was reading Harry Potter to her.
Oh, like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
With the voices and everything.
Right, right.
But she has chicken pox. So once in a while, we stop, and I put on her, like, her medicine, her ointment. And then she was like, are you sick also?
Sick why?
Because you have chicken pox on your face.
Oh, no, chicken pox! You leave me alone, you little girl.
Watching buhay to.
I'm here.
Sick, you have one. You're sick also.
Disturbing the peace.
Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 a.m.
on 99.5 RT.
Hi, what's up? This is Kian of Kala Lily, and it's time for ODK on the DK.
Hi, ako po si Ian Constantino, ODK na.
This is Bembol Rojo. Time for ODK, O Diyos Ko.
Hi, this is Madeline of Paraluman, ODK, yeah.
Hi, my name is Ellen Adarda, ODK na.
Hi, this is Rian Ramos, and you're listening to ODK on the Disenchanted Kingdom 99.5 RT.
Hi. Hi, this is Aramina. ODK na.
When I was young.
Ara naman. Okay lang yan.
Yeah, Aramina, you're the only exception.
Huwag ka naman ma-heartbreak doon.
May lang yan. Pure Glow by Ara Secret. Matatagpuan sa market.
Anyway, time for ODK, ang nag-iisang masa segment sa social na radio station. O Diyos ko, blind items and celebrity chismis. Basta may mga nangyari sa mga artista, naka-report agad dito sa ODK on the DK. At syempre, para sa mga pasabog natin ngayon, mula sa ang ating ODK showbiz feed number 1, mula sa Abante Online, ang sa panulat ni June Nardo. Sabi niya, Bianca King. Aba, hindi takot sa baril.
Huh? Oh my God!
Well, eh, ang ibig sabihin nito ay si Bianca King daw kasi sobrang thankful siya, nagkaroon siya ng project ngayon ulit sa Captain Barbell na hindi na niya kailangang mag-audition sa role niya dahil bilang isang assistant ni Eddie Gutierrez dun sa Captain Barbell at mukhang madalas siyang hahawak ng baril dito sa mga eksena na gaganapan niya.
Paano assistant?
Hindi ko alam, baka putukan to. Nang barel.
Pag-ahawak ng barel.
Oo. Oh, di ba? At pinuputok minsan. Di ba? Anyway, good evening din kay Mami Tinge Doval Santos.
Hi, Mama Tinge.
Hi, Mama Tinge.
Nakikinig siya ngayon. Sana mag-enjoy ka sa UDK.
Mama Tinge, I haven't gone to the Kawasaki crib yet. I haven't seen the ZX-10.
ZX-10R. Yeah, I want to see that too. I've seen pictures around on Facebook.
Wild yon, dude. Yeah, it's all over my Facebook too. Yeah.
Anyway,
1,000 cc's, eh?
Wow. ODK Showbiz Feed number 2 sa paulat ni Alan Diones sa Bante Tonight.
Hi, we're the Premier Vixens. ODK na!
Hot nyo!
Relax!
Hot!
Whoa.
Sabi ni Alan Diones, Willie, kinundena ni Aiza Segura. Naglabasan kasi yung mga reaksyon ng mga artista sa Twitter about dun sa batang 6 years old na si Janjan na pinasayaw ni Willie na parang nasumasayaw na parang macho dancer habang umiiyak dun sa show ni Willie. Okay, so sinabi ni Aiza Segura, napakaanghang ng reaksyon niya sa Twitter, ha? Sabi niya, Willie Revillame, kailan ka pa kaya matututo? Ilang beses ka nang nag-apologize pero nagbago ka ba, Mr. Revillame? Hindi ko maintindihan kung bakit sa dinami-rami ng taong pwedeng biyayaan ng kapangyarihan, ikaw pa. Gamitin mo ng maayos, may hangganan ang lahat. Hindi lahat ng tao kaya mong takutin, patalsikin, paikutin, bilugin, at patahimikin.
Thank you very much, Janjan! Oh, ang galing. Ganyan ho ang hirap ng buhay ng tao. Janjan, siyempre nasasayo sa bilang isang macho dancer sa edad niyang yan. Para sa kanyang mga mahal na pamilya, pinahanga mo ko, Janjan. May luha pa yan, ha? Lumuluha yan. Baklase, para sa inyo, ano, yung pelikula ng Burles Queen na umiiyak na yan, ha? Kailangan ginagawa yun para sa pamilya niya. Sama ng loob, pero kailangan ko itong gawin sa aking mga mahal sa buhay. Kita mo, ang bigat sa kanyang sarili niyang ginagawa niya. Pero kailangan niyang gawin sa pamilya. Naloko niya si Janjan. Iyak ka naman yan. Alala niya ang buhay niya. Napinagdaanan niya sa buhay.
Congratulations!
Sa akin ha, opinion ko to ha. Opinion ko lang. Bigyan lang ng opinion. Sige. Para sa akin, dun sa ginawa ng bata, nasa sa kanya naman yun kung sasayaw siya na parang macho dancer o umiiyak man siya habang sumasayaw na parang macho dancer habang dun sa talent portion ng Willing na yan. Ang naging problema lang talaga nito, parang pinush lalo ni Willie eh.
Right.
Na pasayawin ng ilang beses yung bata. Tapos kailangan pa niya mag-comment na, oh, ginagawa niya para sa mga mahal niya sa buhay, para sa pera. Kung tumahimik na lang siya habang sumasayaw yung bata or tumahimik na lang siya after niya gawin yung talent na yon, tapos binigay na lang niya ng pera, tapos wala siyang sinabi, wala siyang reaction yung mga tao eh. Diba?
Yeah.
And, balita ko, napakinggan ko kanina sa...
Correct!
Tama, diba? Napakinggan ko kanina sa TV, sa radio show ni Nanay Christy Fermin. Sabi niya ay di umano yung mga representatives ng DSWD, pumunta na daw to sa bahay ni Janjan.
Oh, wow!
Okay? So, inoferan daw sila, di umano, ng 1 million pesos in... tawag dito?
Damages?
Hindi, 1 million pesos... At pag-aaralin nila yung bata, si Janjan, na worth 1 million pesos. Okay? Scholarship grant.
Who did they give it to? Diba yung tatay, kampi pa nga kay Willie Revillame?
Yeah, ito nga. So nag-offer daw yung DSWD ng 1 million pesos worth ng scholarship grant para kay Janjan. Tapos yung parents nitong si Janjan ay hinindian ito.
Ha?
Dahil, according to him, meron daw hinihing kapalit yung DSWD nung nilapitan nila sila. Ang sabi daw, kailangan daw bumaliktad sila ng statement na pasabihin na binastos yung bata at inexploit yung bata para ibigay sa nila yung 1 million pesos.
Kyaw!
Kaya naman itong tatay ni Janjan, humindi. Yun ang sabi niya.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Or, mas malaki yung binayad.
Ha?
Wala.
Ano yung sinabi mo?
1 million pesos, malaki talaga yan.
1 million pesos? Oh. Alam mo, ako si Willie, sasabihin ko, lang?
Hi, this is Ellen Adarna, ODK na!
Okay, kinikita niya isang araw yan. Anyway, hawak ko ngayon isang tabloid. Ang pangalan niya ay Palaban Maasahan PM Pangmasa. Ang edition nito ay ngayong Miyerkules, Marso 30, 2011. Ang isa sa mga blind item nito, isa sa mga headlines niya, radio host sinampal at dinuraan ng sexy actress.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That sounds fun.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
What? Sexy actress?
Yeah, ito ha. Ito yung...
Who's this radio host?
Okay. Sabi niya, sabi ni Ed De Leon, sa ulit ni Ed De Leon, natulala na lang isang nagtataray-taray ang showbiz radio host nang bigla siyang sampalin ng isang sexy actress nang makita siya. Matapos sampalin ay dinuraan pa siya. Eh kasi naman kung ano sinasabi ng radio host, kaya naman noon dati ay muntik na rin itong mabugbog ng isang TV host kung hindi pa nila inawat. Sino kaya yun?
Babae?
Babae siguro. Hindi ko rin alam eh.
AM or FM? Did not specify?
Did not specify. Nung nakita ko nga yung headline, nakala ko ako eh. Anyway.
Oh my God, Marv.
Salamatan muna natin yung mga sponsors. Meron ba tayo?
He's coming your milk.
Table sila ngayon. Sa Dragon Katsol. Dragon Katsol. Dragon Kung Umusok. Lamok Sigurado Table.
Hi, this is Rian Ramos, and you're listening to ODK on the Disenchanted Kingdom 99.5 RT.
Alright, maraming salamat sa Dragon Katol. Hindi na ako nagigising sa madaling araw dahil sa kagat ng lamok habang natutulog.
Kundi sa kagat ng babae.
Sana lang! Sana! Anyway, pasalamatan ko rin muna ulit si Froilan Dioso, Fitness Science by Froilan Dioso. Nagpapaganda ng aking katawan at inahanda na ito para sa summer. Check nyo sa Facebook.
Summer ng Science. 2012?
Kaya abot ako April. Tignan nyo. Fitness Science by Froilan Dioso. Check him out on Facebook.
And last day of summer.
Yeah, also, good evening to Don and Daya and Kenny Ang. Kahit ang last day of summer, basta umabot ng summer.
Pwede. Summer sa United States.
Anyway, let's go to the ODK blind item for tonight.
Here we go!
Hi, what's up? This is Kian of Kalalili, and it's time for ODK on the DK.
Hi, this is Aramina. ODK na!
Okay, sino naman tong sikat na aktor? Okay? Sikat na aktor to. Makikita mo siya ngayon sa mga telenovela. Tapos, magaling na endorser din to. Maraming in-endorse na products. So one time, merong isang mayamang bading na gusto siyang kunin for booking. Ngayon, ano ba yung booking? Kumbaga, magbebenta ka ng kaligayahan. Yeah! Benta ka ng katawan. Okay, so di umano, pinapresyuhan na nitong si bading, si ano, si
actor.
Kunwari, ikaw si bading, ako yung actor, presyuhan mo ako. Simulan natin 10,000.
Oh my God, ang init ng katawan mo ha. Ikaw talaga, ang dami mong endorsements. Pero, nag-gym ka ba?
Ay, nag-gym po. Nag-gym.
Halata naman eh, papisil nga.
Oh my God!
Baka pwede ka naman, baka lumalakad ka ba?
Ah, hindi po talaga. Hindi ko po talaga ginagawa yan.
Nako, ikaw talaga. Nagkukunwari ka pa. Alam mo naman, ang mama, maraming pera, maraming tayong mga negosyo dito, doon. Sige na, ano bang presyo mo?
Hindi po talaga ako nagpapapresyo. Hindi po ako nagpapapresyo. Wala po.
O sige, simulan ko ng... baka sabihin mo, small time ako pag nag-offer ako ng 50,000. 60,000!
Ay! Salamat po, pero hindi po talaga.
Hindi? 60,000?
Hindi po.
Naku, si ano, nakuha ko nga ng 60,000 eh. O sige, dagdagan natin yan.
Parang pera o ba yung...
dagdagan natin yan.
Naku, kahit dagdagan nyo po talaga eh. Ay, hindi po talaga eh.
Ikaw naman, napaka-mistiso mo.
Pwede po tayong friends lang, pero hindi po talaga. Hindi po talaga
ako. Anong friends? Gusto ko friends with benefits. At magbe-benefit ka rin. 70,000, kyaw!
70,000?
70,000, kyaw!
Hindi pa rin po.
Go! Hindi, come on! This po, is it! This is your time to shine!
Hindi po talaga ako nabibili ng mga ganyan. Pasensya na po kayo. Pero hindi po talaga.
Ang taray! Bakit? Ilang taon ka na ba?
Bata pa naman po.
Mga ilang taon? Mga 20s? Early 30s? Ano ba?
Hula. Early 20s po.
Early... Ay! O sige, ito ng aking final offer. 80,000! Kyaw! Go! Sarado na!
80,000?
Sarado na! Take it or leave it! Pero I'm hoping that you take it.
I'll take it!
Yan!
I'll take it!
Oh my God! Take it! You are mine!
So, nakuha si actor sa halagang 80,000 pesos.
Wow! 80,000 pesos.
Yeah, nung una ayaw pa niya. Nagsimula ang bidding sa 10,000 habang sa tumaas ang tumaas. Pero nung dumating sa 80,000 pesos, pumayag itong si actor.
So he knows his worth.
I guess.
Diba? Mm. He knows his price.
So, when did this happen? At pinatulan na ba?
Pinatulan na yan. Recently lang nangyari yan.
Luke Skywalker, presyohan natin.
What?
50,000.
Lu, 50,000 pesos.
Go.
Yan no. Si Lu?
Kaming dalawa. Kaming dalawa ni King DJ Logan.
Oh my God. Bigyan mo naman ng discount.
Nandiyan na dyan. Tig 40 no. Kami. Ay, tig 25 kami.
Ang kapal na mukha mo.
Bakit?
Hindi, ang kapal na mukha mo ha, Skywalker.
For two, ha?
50,000 pesos. Dapat. Buong federasyon niya yan.
25 each. Napakamura naman yan.
Hindi mo yata ako narinig. Boong federasyon. Sa mga 50 plus kami.
1,000 each.
Oh, what?
Marikina chapter.
Sorry.
Go.
No.
Achieve.
No.
So, time out. So, who is this young actor? 20 plus.
Yeah, 20 plus.
Mestizo, kayo manggi.
Mestizo.
So, hindi si Aljur Abrenica, no?
Lakpo.
It's not Aljur?
Hindi, pero halos pareho ng pangangatawan.
Pareho ng pangangatawan ni Aljur. Oh, give us some more clues.
Okay, makikita mo siya. Dati makikita mo siya sa EDSA at ini-endorse niya isang underwear.
Underwear.
Derek Ramsey.
Si Tony.
Mestizo, Sam YG.
Then, nung nag-endorse naman sila ng underwear, wala na silang suot na pantalon dun sa ano.
Ah.
Ito talaga, underwear lang talaga yung suot
underwear,
niya.
Underwear, ha?
Si Chris Chu.
Wait, did Chris Chu...
Bakit si Chris Chu pa?
Nag-hunford.
Ito si Ana talaga, porket atinisa, si Chris Chu pa gusto, eh, no?
Eh, ba't naman I am a hater?
Underwear.
Magaling umarte ito, magaling umiyak, minsan action yung roles niya, maikli ang buhok. Dati nung nagsisimula siya, medyo long-haired dude pa to eh. Basta may halo siyang Spanyol.
Ganito na lang. Kung meron siyang kahawig na Hollywood actor, sino?
Kahawig na Hollywood
Yeah, yun. Yun
maganda,
na.
Maganda yun ah.
Kumi, para maiba naman.
Iniisip ko. Si,
if he looked like a Hollywood actor, who would it be?
Feeling ko ang kamukha niya si Jake. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Ano ka niyan?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Kumukha.
Robin Padilla. Look, in my world, Robin Padilla looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
You need glasses.
Whatever, I'm just seeing. He's hot.
Relax, Anna.
I love him.
Relax lang. Okay.
You seen his drag billboard?
Ito pa, mahilig tong gumuya ng chewing gum pag ini-interview ng press.
Mahilig gumuya ng chewing gum?
Pag ini-interview ng press.
Bakit ba?
Bad
breath ba?
Baka kambing.
Hindi ko alam. Baka kambing nga.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
O, basta.
Wait. Last clue. Ano ba?
Last clue? Mahilig to magsuot.
Jake, ah? Jake.
Jake.
Ah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Mahilig to magsuot ng mga matitingkad na kulay na t-shirt.
Team Yap. Sorry.
Hindi ko naman sinabing weirdo manamit. Sabi ko lang, matiting...
Rico J. Puno! Matitingkad na damit! Teka, matitingkad na damit?
Teka, ito pa, isa pang clue.
Brother Mike!
Sistiso nga.
Sistiso nga, hindi naman...
Woman!
Si Herman Moreno.
Akala ko 20s.
Okay, ano nga, 20s eh. Herman Moreno nga, no? Mistiso.
According to Ben Santos, is it Jake Rojas daw?
Jake Rojas nga ba?
Layo, hindi makamukha ni Jake Gyllenhaal. Pero ito, ito pa, isa pang clue. Endorser siya ng isang produkto na pangbuhok.
John Pratz.
Joey Marquez.
Ping Lacson.
Ay, sorry. Tisoy? Hindi pala si Joey Marquez.
Si Ping Lacson, di ba, nag-anada siya, ba? But Marie France? Mag-Marie France yun dati, di ba?
Ha?
Oo!
Oh, tapos, ano pinagawa niya? Buhok?
Alam ka na?
Alam ko.
Ping Lacson?
Mag-Marie France yun.
Mark Hill. Okay. Mark Hill yan.
Kumapal yung buhok nun, ha? Hindi naman pampakapal lang buhok yung ini-endorse niya, eh. Kumbaga, tipong pampatigas ng buhok. Good evening to MJ Marfori of TV5. She's still there.
Hi.
Hey, MJ. I'm a big fan of Documentado.
Hi, MJ.
TV5.
Okay. Ang hirap naman.
Yeah, so if you still don't know the answer to that, all you have to do is follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Marf, M-A-R-F, on the radio.
You can do a lot with 80,000 pesos.
I know.
80,000 pesos, pa.
But sleeping with a gay person for 80,000 pesos, di ba?
Ako, I can't do that.
Hindi, totoo.
I can't.
Woo! Baka mag...
Yeah. Kahit bigyan pa ako niya ng kabuhayan showcase.
Eh, ba't nung isang araw, nung nag-usap tayo?
Ayun, nag-usapan natin isang araw.
Basyo!
Hindi ko alam yan. Di pa nga ako sumisikat, binubuking mo na ako.
Ba't yung binigay ko sa yung kliyente nung isang gabi, pumayag ka?
Ala...
Hindi pa babae yun? Twitter.com/Marf on the radio. That's it for our ODK tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. More ODKs tomorrow.
Sounds like a fun drinking game. How much would Marf go for?
10 pesos. I start the bidding.
Cheap.
10 pesos. Excuse me.
Hey, Luke Skywalker, thanks a lot for dropping by, man.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, guys. It was great hanging out. See you guys tomorrow.
And I really missed you guys while I was in Cebu. Thanks a lot. Marv, good to see you again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back, King. And see you guys tomorrow. Disenchanted Kingdom, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday to Thursday.
Also, Anna Q5, thank you so much, sweetheart.
It was ever so much my pleasure. Hey, guess where I'm going now?
Where are you going now, man?
I'm going to check out if Rustan Supermarket is open at the Cuenca Park in Ayala Labang Village.
Talaga? Parang late na yun eh. Bakit sa Cuenca ba?
Feeling ko bukas pa yun eh. That was my favorite Rustan Supermarket. It was so tiny and dami nila mga ano, hair products.
I think it's closer to 10 in Cuenca Park.
Why are you going there?
Is that Rustan's or Robinson's?
Famous for stunts.
Oh, yeah.
Cuenca Park.
Bakit Cuenca pa?
Kasi yung saya sa Cuenca, diba? They have a park, and then they have like a frisbee thing, diba? Saya, I love it.
Tama na, baka magkaroon ng pilas yung lobby mo.
Anyway, it's 10:02. Thanks a lot for joining us. This has been King DJ Logan and Muman. Thank you so much, buddy.
I want to say goodnight to Nick.
Who?
Nick.
Thanks a lot for dropping by, man, and for the vodka and everything. And to our Lapids, thank you so much for the chicharon. We appreciate
you,
all of it. We have pulutan tonight.
Yeah.
So,
also, FMCC, thank you very much.
Oh, Pia Magalona,
Pia Magalona.
And Miss Teach Dabal Santos, thank you so much for the Kawasaki Ninja that you just gave me.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye.